Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast, episode number 127. Today, we will be talking with Jake Warren, who is a physiotherapist at NL Balance and Dizziness Center. Just a little bit about the NLBIA first before we get into it. You can follow us on our social media pages on Facebook at NL Brain Injury Association, on Instagram at NL Brain Injury Association, on Twitter at InjuryNL. And you can also keep a lookout on our website where we post some updates at www.nlbia.ca. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Concussion Talk Podcast is presented by HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges the gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada, who rely on HeadCheck Health to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more.
All right, welcome to the show, Jake.
Thanks for having me. This is great. I've never done anything like this before, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a good experience to have. I've done a couple of these now, but we're still getting used to it for sure.
Wicked.
So first, I'm going to ask you about your educational background. Where did you complete your education and why did you choose to study there?
Yeah, so I grew up here in St. John's, Newfoundland, and I went to school at Memorial University, did a undergraduate degree in kinesiology. And then after that, I went and did my master's degree in physiotherapy in Scotland, in the UK, in Glasgow. So when I was going or thinking about physio school, all that, I applied to a couple of different schools and applied to a couple of Canadian ones and then overseas as well. Really just wanted to have the opportunity to like see the world and study at the same time and travel. And I had a buddy of mine that went to Scotland as well, like a couple of years before me. So he kind of influenced me a little bit, but I thought if I could do what I want to do and travel and see the world all at the same time, I think that would be a great opportunity. And that's what I did. So it was wicked. So I graduated from MUN with kinesiology degree in 2013. And then I went to physio school, started in, 2015. So then I finished and kind of completed that in 2017. So that's kind of the timeline regarding that and where that all kind of started. And the reason why is pretty much that. And now I'm here. So
it sounds like a great experience for sure. So growing up, were you involved in any sports or anything that might have influenced that decision?
From a young age, I can all relate, played a bit of everything, you know, whether it was in like the neighborhood kind of thing and but also like organized. I remember playing baseball a lot growing up, had an older brother, so I kind of did everything that he did. I played baseball. I was playing soccer. I still play soccer to this day. Also growing up playing basketball, all kinds of different stuff, but did my sporting background kind of lead me to physio? Not really. I don't think that was the sole kind of thing, but I do remember like as I got older, I did you know, end up in a physio clinic here and there for random little things. And that experience kind of led me to wanting to pursue physio, I guess. So in a sense, it did kind of influence me, but it wasn't like just the sports. It was kind of like that exposure to this kind of world that led me want to, you know, that'd be kind of cool. I'd like to try that kind of thing. That sounds like it'd be all right for me. And that's kind of how it happened. Right. So, yeah, you know, I was always involved in sports, still am today. And, you know, it's kind of what drove me to, again, or influence where I kind of, where I am today, same time.
100%. That's very common from what I'm seeing for sure. Yeah. So yeah. In your days playing sports, I guess still now, what kind of injuries did you see? Do you see a lot of brain injuries or concussions or anything like that?
And do you mean like myself or like I've seen others or helped people or
personal experience or other people, just any type of injury?
Well, I mean, all kinds of like, you know, orthopedic or musculoskeletal injuries, we'll say, right? From, you know, sprains and strains and broken bones and things like that. You know, I play like any kind of sport that involves contact is a risk for these kind of things, right? Brain injuries, and especially, you know, more of the concussion side of stuff. But any of these contact sports, you're at risk of those injuries. So, you know, I definitely, not myself, I didn't experience any of them that I know of anyway. You know, I might have, you know, had a hit here and there playing soccer and still do, but nothing that I don't think was significant enough that would lead me to a diagnosis of concussion or anything. But I've played with and observed and seen some guys that went through those kind of injuries, you know, kind of hard hits and had their kind of like concussion-like symptoms develop and over time. And so I've definitely seen and kind of seen guys go through some of that. And even some of my close friends or buddies that I've played with, but I haven't really had any experience myself with any of the kind of brain injuries in terms of personal experience. What I do now is help people with these things, but, you know, I've definitely seen a variety of different things, just experience myself or even observing and even with work now. So yeah, it's kind of a long-winded answer, I suppose, but you know.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, so you kind of talked about how you already got involved in physiotherapy.
Yeah.
Do you have any like examples? You know, you said you had some friends that had brain injuries. Can you talk a bit about that and like the experiences they had with that?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously this was only in like the sporting world, right? Because we know these things can happen in a variety of scenarios. You know, motor vehicle accidents, workplace falls, in like whatever, all the traumatic things as well. But you know, they would have these things happen to them. And then, and actually in recent years, because obviously I've been working as for physio for a few years now, but you know, they'd be like, oh, this is what happened. This is how I feel. And then, and they kind of have these slow developing symptoms. They don't feel right. And then you talk to them maybe a day or two later, they're still kind of in this, you know, don't know what I should be doing, not be doing. They have some of the kind of physical symptoms they might experience with, we see with concussion, like headaches is probably the most common and all these different things. But then also sometimes like the emotional side of stuff and cognitive challenges that kind of develop over time. And even, you know, not sleeping well, all these kind of classic kind of brain injury type concussion or symptoms, especially with concussions. But I definitely seen a bit of that firsthand. And I guess luckily for me and the guys that I know personally, they kind of followed the typical, I guess, course of recovery when it comes to some of the mild kind of brain injuries that are concussions, right? So none of them kind of dealt with any longstanding or persistent type things or these kind of, you know, post-concussion syndrome stuff, these prolonged kind of symptoms. So I guess in that sense, it's, you know, the guys I've seen have been quite fortunate in that regard, but not everybody is. So again, so that's kind of, I guess, a bit of the experience I've had personally with some guys dealing with those kind of injuries and stuff, but nothing beyond the scope of like that sporting kind of milder side of things, right?
Yeah, it's good to hear that they took the right action, because I know so many people, you know, get concussions and they don't even know that they have it. And then
oh, yeah,
the effects are so much worse later on. So
I feel like it's, I hope, and I think here clinically, it's definitely changing. Like, the I don't know, maybe the help of the media, maybe, I don't know, but just social media at the same time, things are, there's more information accessible to everyone. Always that information sometimes isn't accurate or up to date, but you hope that it is at least somewhat. But I think obviously like education and understanding things is step one with all this stuff, and that goes with anything. But if you kind of know what to do early on or what not to do, or the best thing to do, or, you know, not the most advisable thing to do, you can really change your recovery in the long run too, right? So sometimes I always tell a lot of people here that, like, you know, the slow game is sometimes better, right? You take your time with this stuff, because if you kind of jump hoops and try to skip things and want the quick fix or whatever, you usually end up with a bit more struggles here and there. So not everybody, but it is important to take those easy kind of, you know, slow first steps just to make sure, and because you don't always know.
Yeah, no. And I think the education and awareness aspect has been very helpful in the last few years, because mm-hmm. I know I've personally dealt with concussions in sporting environments. And mm-hmm. at first I was given not so great advice. And then over the last few years, I've noticed that when I've personally had concussions, that the advice I was giving was a lot more accurate and definitely better advice than I received in the previous concussions, for sure.
And like what ends up happening is, well, obviously, like, we're not here in the clinic, we don't always have like the first point of contact with people, right? So that what you're told initially or early on has a big impact on recovery, especially if you're, you know, if you're told the right things and the best options to do, and maybe not have fear instilled in you with some of the things that can be mentioned. It's like, I always tell people all the time, it's like half the battle. You need to understand what's going on and give people that reassurance. And so, or the best advice, because again, that is so important early on, and it's a big predictor of outcome. Because you don't want people to, you know, the whole like sit in a dark room, don't do anything, is completely out the window. Unfortunately, it's still happening, but anyway, maybe we can talk about that. I don't know. But we'll...
Yeah, no, 100% did get that advice first going off, and definitely not the best advice I've received for sure. So talking about services at the NL Balance and Dizziness Center, what types of services do you guys provide? So what do these services look like for clients? Yeah.
I mean, so obviously we're like a physiotherapy clinic. So first and foremost, we help people with kind of anything, I guess, right? Yes, we're a balance and dizziness center, but I always remind people, like, if you have back pain, you can come in here too, right? There's no kind of rules who can be in here and who not be here, because we are physios, right? So we offer, you know, people with pain, you know, whether that's musculoskeletal injuries or orthopedic things, whatever, people are post-op, whatever's going on, we can help you in that sense. Through physiotherapy. We also have occupational therapy here who helps with some of those things too. And maybe they overlap with a lot of different things we do, but on our team here, we also have a counselor that helps. That's very important with, especially with some of the brain injury things. But we actually recently have a sports medicine physician here now as well, which is a big help. So that's kind of like who we have here team wise. Right. We do have a bit of help with speech language as well, I believe. Now, I don't see them quite often. They're not in here all the time, but part of our team. So, and if you like actually team members, you can see it on our website, maybe we can get that later, but if people want to look it up, they can easily kind of find that listed. But, you know, so we help people with that kind of stuff. We obviously see people who have balance or dizziness problems, whether that's inner ear related, or maybe neurological, so maybe brain injury, concussion, whatever, or some of these more, I don't know, like neurodegenerative type conditions, or maybe people have had strokes, or sometimes we see people with MS here, Parkinson's, there's all types of different things we see people here with. So we have, you know, some of our therapists are very good with the neuro side of things. They kind of prefer this. We all have our little kind of specialties, right? So we do like, usually, you know, all these modalities, and we offer dry needling here and like acupuncture like things, which are quite common in most practices nowadays. But with the dizziness side of things, one thing we have as well, we have these like infrared goggles or Frenzel video goggles, which helps with some of the diagnostic stuff of inner ear things in primarily, but also neurologically. So that's kind of another thing that sets us apart. We have all kinds of cool balance equipment, fancy stuff like that we can challenge people with. So, you know, just, I guess in summary, it's like we help people. We have all kinds of services to people, whether you're in pain, whether you have balance problems, maybe related to an ear issue or a neurological thing or brain injury or whatever the case might be. Same thing goes for dizziness. If you were in a motor vehicle accident or workplace injury, we offer all these services as well to get people back to function, kind of using all those things I just mentioned. We also have something called Mind Move. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that. It's basically like this very advanced muscle stim kind of thing. I am not trained in it, so I can't speak to it exactly. But I know some of our physios use it with the more kind of the neurological patients, we'll say, I guess, who deal with some of the motor deficits or sensory deficits. say post-stroke, for example. It's like a muscle stim unit that involves functional tasks. So you're kind of like hooked up to a lot of different things. It's not just like your typical muscle stim or tens that you see for pain, for example. I'm just trying to make sure I don't forget some of the fancy, cool things that we do here.
There's a lot by the sounds of it.
I know. Yeah. Again, like listed, I'm sure, I mean, our website has all kinds of stuff like that too. But off the top of my head, I think it's kind of where.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What I think could contribute to that. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. So, oh, it does. It definitely does. For clients coming in, are there any like intake requirements or assessments or anything?
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, anybody can come here, right? Like it's, you know, if you want to walk off the street and you don't have insurance coverage for physio or any of these services, like you can come in here and use that. And we accept all the private insurance, health insurance stuff. So that's kind of, people always want to ask about those kind of questions. But yeah, usually you just kind of call in or walk in, and we have online kind of booking and all that stuff too. And typically you get, you know, we find out a little bit of a triage, find out what's going on, who can help you the best, and you get kind of put with whoever. And then there's typically people who get sent via email intake forms to kind of, to fill out and figure out, you know, what's might be going on. And then if email is not an option, you can always pick up the forms, or you can just come in a bit early of your scheduled appointment, you fill them out, whatever. There's always like intake forms, which include questionnaires and just some like demographic things. Maybe if it's a workplace injury, you might require referrals. Some places require that for that stuff. Even if it's private insurance, they're going through like motor vehicle accidents. Some of these different insurance require different things. So I know, and I'm sure the admin staff will preach me saying this. Sometimes people ask us about their own insurance policies, and we don't always know the answers to their own insurance policy. But, so there's just, that's kind of how it goes about. You just call and get some, find out what you need. And then we send you some intake forms, or you pick them up, and then we get you in and see how we can help you.
Perfect. Sounds good. So anyone who's looking for any of those services, how would they reach you guys?
Yeah. So, you can, well, if you want to walk in here, 60 Elizabeth Avenue is the old like Canadian Tire building on Elizabeth Avenue. That's kind of where I always direct people, right next to Piatto. We're kind of tucked away in the corner. So some people don't even realize we're here. But you can, that's where we are located. You can call us at 700-1474. And I believe our fax number and all that is the same, whether people want referrals or whatever the case might be. Yeah. And email and all that contact information, our email is online. You can find that easiest, but those are the easiest ways to kind of find out how to get in and what you can do.
So what are some of the common injuries that you guys see at NL Balance and dizziness? Is there anything specific? I know there's a wide variety of services that you guys offer, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot, right? We see a bunch of different things, but as I said earlier, some of our physios primarily see this, some of our physios primarily do this, right? There's kind of like these specific niches of care, I guess. But primarily, you know, when we're a balanced Disney center, majority of it would be people who are dealing with those symptoms, right? And the thing with those kind of symptoms, balance problems or dizziness problems, the potential cause for them, for those is like, you know, let the scroll go type thing, right? There's a lot of different types of potential causes. So primarily it's people who are dealing with those symptoms, again, whether it's your inner ear. So people can have like a crystal problem, is things people might've heard before, inner ear infections. Some people suffer from Meniere's disease. That's another one people are familiar with. And then, you know, I see a lot of concussions come through here. So the mild kind of brain injury population, we'll say. We do not as many, you know, not the mild side of the brain injury, but the more moderate, severe. We don't see as many of those, but we do have them and have had people come through our doors. I would say that probably the most common is some of the dizziness related kind of crowd. But then, you know, the orthopedic people who are in pain, who have shoulder pain, back pain, whatever. And then some of the neurological conditions, right? Stroke, MS, Parkinson's, these things. So I think primarily if I were to, like, for me, I know specifically me, I see primarily people who have vestibular issues and the concussion kind of injuries with the occasional orthopedics at the same time. But again, you ask one of the other therapists here, they just do the neurological stuff. They don't really, they only do the orthopedic kind of thing. So we're very much this multifaceted type of team, I guess, right? Which is what makes us, maybe I'm a bit biased, but you know, we're great.
And then do you have any like positive outcomes that you've seen from the treatments that you've done that you can tell us about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so really, I guess what I try to think of is people come in, they present to you and, you know, they tell you what's going on, and sometimes they're quite defeated and they're maybe discouraged or this is going on or whatever. And you can really see the change in people after a few visits or a few weeks, not just physically how they feel, but like, they're just brighter people. They just, you know, their lives have changed from what you've done for them, right? Even if you, it's not just about fixing their shoulder pain. Like, you want to know what's going on with them, you know, maybe outside their pain, their whole lives can affect everything. So positive, like, I don't know, same with the dizziness. I can speak to kind of a few personal experiences with that. Like, a lot of times people who deal with vertigo, they get like positional symptoms, right? Like bending down, they might get a bit of dizziness or looking up or whatever in bed. It's these positional symptoms. I had, you know, it's quite common. People will be like, I can't bend down and pick up my grandchildren, right? I have grandchildren. I want to play with my grandchildren. I can't do it because I'm dizzy and off balance. You identify what could be causing that scenario. You help the individual and they come in and they're like a completely different person and they can play with their grandchildren, do like their whole lives. They're just so rejuvenated after you just kind of sitting down and taking the time to talk with them. And that's just one example. But anytime you get anybody back to any kind of function, right? They come in, I want to get back to doing this. Manage symptoms, you treat it, identify cause, whatever. And they come in and they're like, I've been, you know, I'm back doing X, Y, and Z. And it's amazing. I feel so much better. Like, these stories just are what make it all worth it, right? You come in, it's not just the pain. It's not just the dizziness that we're interested in. You want to help the individual. And I think that's what the way rehab should be, you know, not just the diagnosis type thing, right? It's kind of the person with the diagnosis is half the battle too. So, you know, the outcomes like that or positive experience where you just can change people and impact their lives so much. And sometimes you just talk to them, right? That can make the biggest impact. Have the time just to sit there and let them talk to you, right? That happens too. But the change, and you can see in people, you know, I could sit here all day and give you examples, I guess, right? But yeah, that's what makes it so rewarding. I think anybody here and works in the rehab world would agree to that. So.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people think it's just the physical aspect, and you guys have such a significant impact on people's lives. So it's really nice to hear those stories. So lastly, do you have any like social media? I know you already said where you guys are located, but do you have any like social media pages or website that the listeners can, I guess, go to learn more?
Our website, nlbalance.com, is probably the best place to start. I do know our Facebook page is probably the most active. I don't think we haven't, it's one thing we could probably do a better job of is a bit more of the social media side of things. But or TikTok, maybe, you know, like Nick was talking about. Yeah. But, you know, Facebook, you just search on Facebook and I'll bounce to Disney Center, should be easy to find. That's probably, like I said, the most active. I believe we are on Instagram, but I think it might be like NLBDC 2020. It's not that easy to find, I believe, because it's not, you don't use it a whole lot. But our website, www.nlbalance.com, you'll have all types of different things to explore there. Any questions, I always direct people there because it's listed. It's easy to kind of see. Contact information is there as well. And our Facebook page is another place to find updates regarding what we're doing, what we're at, if we're in the community, whatever's going on, and all that. So, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing with us and having a good conversation about what you guys do at NL Balance and Dizziness Center.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great. Like I said, it's the first time I did this, so hope it did all right.
It was great. It was great.
Yeah.
For the listeners out there, we are holding events during the month of June at the NL Brain Injury Association with our ABLE group, which is Adults with Brain Injury Living Every Day. So every Thursday afternoon, we're meeting from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and we're doing different activities like arts and crafts and puzzles and different outings. So if you want to learn more about that, you can check us out on our website or any of our social media pages.
Thank you so much for listening. And please follow Concussion Talk Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and also on Good Pods, where you can comment and like and subscribe to different podcasts. So please check that out. Music at the beginning of this podcast is by Ben Sound, www.bensound.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.